Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Monday, March 28th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, and anything else that might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro. Nurturing life.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Frenzy, technology you can trust.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today. It's a Monday, I know, but we'll get through this week together just like we do every other week and Friday. In fact, let me rephrase that. Fun Friday will be here before you know it. We give a prize every day. We give a prize away every day on the radio show, but on Fun Friday we have a boatload of prizes we give away, and we'll get there soon enough. But it is Monday, and we all have to deal with that. But thank you very much for tuning in. Before we roll on with today's radio show, it is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author all around, great young lady, multi-talented. Let me think what else I can add in there. Pat,
careful,
Foreman.
Be careful.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You won't believe this, Whisper, and I'm not. I'm going to say guess what happened, but I've got another guess what happened. But I was sitting here in my rocking chair just about 10 minutes ago, and, of course, my coop and run are very close to the house, and wham, this hawk came down, beautiful red-tailed hawk, magnificent thing. And, of course, I jumped up and scared it off. Of course, all the chickens ran in the coop and doing all their thing. But it was just a beautiful sight to behold. So then I was sitting here thinking now, you know, gosh, what does that mean if life is like a dream? How would I interpret this? So, you know, I'm part, you probably don't know this, but I'm part Native American Indian. And so I started thinking about what hawk means in the Indian tradition. And, of course, it's the messenger. So it's like, look alert, there's something in the messages that I'm going to be looking out for today. So it'll be interesting to see how the day unfolds. Because I was right there, I mean, it was right in my eyesight, and that was just such a coincidence that I thought, whoa, this is pretty cool. So something I need to pay attention to, and I'm going to find out what it is. How about that?
Whether you like it or not, exactly. It's kind of like the old, you know, I remember Grandpa, you know, oh, the cows, and I forget exactly, you know, the cows are laying down, it must be going to rain, you know,
right.
My nose itches, somebody's coming to see you, you know, all those things that that might mean something. So, yeah, well, if you find out what that means, or if you can correlate that to something that happens today or tomorrow, then you just let us know. You let us know.
Well, of course, in sort of the Indian mythology, the hawk is sometimes it's saying to, something's circling around in your life, and it's time to look at it from a different vantage point, or it might be bringing a message that I need to examine my life, which I'm always doing. It seems like that's a constant, the way I live. So anyway, it was certainly a beautiful sight. The hens were all fine. He didn't hurt any of them. Because I was right there, and of course, I think we startled each other just as much as anything. So, but boy, as he flew off that red tail, those red tail feathers just spread out. And they're just absolutely gorgeous. I don't mind supporting the local wildlife with some of the bounty here, I guess you'd say. It's when they just come and kill that gets my goat.
Right.
You know, sometimes the foxes will just leave a massacre, or that weasel that wiped out my whole flock except for one about 5 years ago. So anyway, that's what just happened. I was sitting in my little rocking chair reading, and then wham, and then flutter, flutter, flutter. So certainly got my attention. So now, guess what I get to do today? It's
Let
my
me
first
think.
Fun.
Let's see. Okay. You are going to go fly fishing. You're gonna go fly fishing with Paul Newman.
Oh, Oh, you are a card. if I were with Paul Newman, I would not be fly fishing. No, you're not even sort of close this time. No,
okay.
I'm going to go pick up my cow share. This is my day to do the run. There's four of us that are sharing the logistics, and it's my day to go to the farm and pick up the milk for everybody and then bring it to these various places. So this is fresh milk day, fresh raw milk day.
And so you're going to get your share of the raw milk from that cow.
Well, I'm going to get actually four people's share of our cow. We own the cow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just pay for the services of milking it.
Right.
So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I got all the clean jugs all ready to go, clean bottles. And it's just, it's a total of, 5 gallons. And that, of course, includes the whole milk, the whole raw milk. So we're all making our own butter now. It is so good. That cultured sweet cream butter. Oh, my God, it is so good. I might be putting on a pound or two here pretty soon, but it's certainly some of the best butter I've ever had. But in my case, it's heavily salted, not lightly salted. Oh, dear.
Great. You shared with that some of the things you were going to do with your share of that cow last week. So keep us posted in the future about how that works and how happy you are with that and the whole nine yards. So perfect. My teacher Jen in the chat room just reminded me, and I hope she's correct, and I vaguely remember this, but that Paul Newman is not with us anymore. He passed away. Okay. Yeah, I guess I vaguely remember that. The reason why that's so vivid in my mind, and the reason why that's a name that came up, that was that again on the Amtrak train, which we spent so much time on, it was wonderful. The salad dressings we had to choose from were all Paul Newman, and so Newman's Own. So that was good because we do like his products, and of course all of his profits go to charity. So so thank you for reminding me of that in the chat room, Teacher Jen. Perfect.
And
thank you for
that. And Nell Newman, his daughter, is continuing on the tradition. I mean, they're just she's very much into organic foods and living lightly on the earth and giving to charity. So she's carrying on her dad's legacy.
We were happy to have those choices at our dinner table. So, very, very good. That was fresh in my mind. Well, hey, I know I talked to you on the phone this morning. So before we get to my awesome long weekend, working weekend, but it was fun. We met lots of folks. I know you had an awesome weekend as well. So during our host chat segment today, I'm going to have you start, if you would, and tell us how awesome your weekend was by teaching that Chickens 101 class.
Yes. Well, it was yesterday, Sunday, and it was a 2-hour course on laying hens. This was last week was a brooding baby chicks from class from scratch course, and this weekend was laying hens 101. And I'm a big one for props and making it a very experiential experience. A lot of questions, a lot of answers, a lot of hands-on stuff. So I took Oprah Henfrey and Peep Squeak. Peep Squeak's one of my other therapy hens. She constantly chatters. She just, this is one of the gabbiest little hen I've ever met. And she was hatched out under one of my broody hens, and this one of these little special ones that always comes up, very docile. So this was her very first public appearance. So she's just a young thing. She was born last September, one of the last eggs to be hatched of the year. So anyway, it was going on really great. I had a wonderful class, including one of the participants is one of the county commissioners. And tonight is the final public hearing and the vote on whether or not to allow chickens in residential county areas. So this is kind of a big day here today for that. So Hunt Regal is one of our county commissioners. He came to the class. His wife had originally signed up for it, but she was off teaching a worm composting class. So how cool was that? So she sent Regal instead. So anyway, during the class, we're all these interactions talking about making compost and the value of topsoil and the whole thing, how hens can really help gardens and how, along with how to take care of them and keeping their little toenails trimmed and how important that is. You know, all the little details. So we had a hands-on where every participant had to have the hen on their arm and that, you know, they learned how to keep it facing towards them instead of away and just how to sort of chicken whispering. We had a little a little section of chicken whispering. And so we were back in the classroom, and I was having Oprah Winfrey talking about trimming their little toenails and how they can slide to the sideways and make it very hard for them to scratch and actually cause arthritis in older hens. And I'll be darned if she didn't get this funny look on her face. I was thinking she didn't look quite right, so I picked her up and was just holding her gently, and out an egg popped. with her butt right towards all the participants. They kept saying, an egg's coming out. And I go, what? An egg's coming out. And it plopped right down there on the table. So I go, oh, my gosh. Well, that's experiential, isn't it?
That's so funny.
It could not have been better timed. She's such a ham, Oprah. It's such a ham. Just a hen free. I love that chicken. So then the other one, Peep Squeak, started squawking. And squawking. And the county commissioner's kind of looking at me, and I said, this is as loud as they get when they're laying an egg. It's a decibel level, about 60 decibels. You know, a dog barking is 90 decibels, so you know, this is as loud as it gets. And he kind of chuckled. And I'll be doing that in about 5-10 minutes, she laid an egg. She was in her little carrier, but she did lay another egg. So we had two fresh eggs, and then I could explain about the bloom because the eggs were still moist when they came out, and how important that water-soluble bloom is, and how it keeps it from preserves it for months and months if you keep it that way. So then I gave the eggs to the county commissioner, saying, here, you know, take them to the meeting tomorrow night. But hopefully he had them for breakfast. So anyway, it was a great class. I got a wonderful feedback, and boy, they're just chomping at the bit for more. I mean, I think this gardening with chickens and a couple other classes, the way of the hen, more and more people are wanting to know how to brood, incubate eggs and brood with baby chicks. That's sort of the next level. So anyway, I just get such a high out of teaching. I love it. I love teaching, and certainly when you have small classes, there was probably 15 there, and really good interactive discussions.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, no one fell asleep. They were all up and bouncing around and gave excellent evaluations at the end. In fact, they were perfect. I got a perfect score on my evaluations.
That always helps. That's so great that one of the county commissioners was there, and they are going to have a vote tonight regarding the chickens, and he was there to get true factual information and all the benefits about poultry. So maybe he'll share that with the others and share his experience, and maybe he'll take the eggs. Maybe he had them for breakfast. So either way, that's a great benefit for him. And the whole class and yourself may have changed his outview forever on backyard poultry and the benefits.
Well,
so that's
awesome.
Change
the whole counties. Because with Whisper, in our county, Rockbridge County, Virginia, the landfill has to close next year. That's it. They'll seal it over. So they have a huge, huge debate. They've been delaying for years trying to figure out what to do next. It's one of those wait and see kind of thing. But they're going to have to do transfer stations. They're talking about an incinerator. The money to handle trash is just going to skyrocket. Recycling. There's people still putting cardboard and tree stumps and pallets in the trash bins. I mean, the recycling really needs to take off. So, I was able to really punch the how hens can keep the yard and leaf waste out of the land stream, the solid waste management stream, as well as the food scraps, of course, that they can eat. So that was a really good opportunity, and I beefed that little section up a little bit for the commissioner.
Good deal.
I mean, they can save tons and tons of stuff out of the land, out of the solid waste stream. So anyway, it was a great day. But today, boy, I'm slowed down. I just couldn't seem to get going today. This is the first time I turned on my computer all day.
How about that? And we're glad you did, and glad you could join us again today. Folks, it is Monday. Yes, we know it is Monday, but we'll get through the work week together like we always do. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we're going to welcome author Christine Heinrich. She's going to be coming on with the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. Right now, Wednesday is open, but we hope to have a wonderful guest on Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to welcome our good friend, Dr. Bridget McCrae. McCray, PhD and poultry scientist. She'll be on Thursday. And then another awesome fun Friday where we give away tons and tons of prizes to our listeners. Now, today being Monday, today is sponsored by Crazy K Farm. And one lucky listener at the end of the show today, whenever that may be, we're going to have a chicken trivia contest. And one lucky listener is going to win a hen saver, hen apron from Crazy K Farm. That is today. Again, tomorrow is brought to you by eggcartons.com, and we've got we'll have a great prize from them. Wednesday is Ware Manufacturing. Thursday is critter-cages.com. And Friday, we have a lot of great sponsors on Friday and a lot of prizes to give away. So, and then next thing you know, it looks like it's going to be April. Towards the end of the week. Can you imagine that, Pat? Already April 2011. Week, this is just amazing. This week's, I know, going to fly by, but thank you for joining us every day this week at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me tell you, had an awesome 4 or 5 days, Pat. It was wonderful. We met so many people from our chat room that made it out to Cooptastic. Jen and I, we left Atlanta Thursday evening about 8:21 p.m., the Amtrak train, the Crescent, headed up towards Wilmington, Delaware. And so we got on the train, settled into our little roomette, had a wonderful dinner, which we talked about last week on the train, and then pulled into Wilmington about right on time, right at about noon on Friday. We got out. We rented our car there at the station. How convenient was that? Even got a free upgrade with the rental. Right. So we must have been doing something right. And then it was about an hour and 15-minute drive from Wilmington down to Milford, which is just outside of Harrington. Cooptastic was in Harrington, Delaware. And we were staying, it was about 9 miles from our bed and breakfast to the event, which was couldn't have been better. And we stayed at a beautiful, beautiful bed and breakfast called the Causey Bed and Breakfast, the Causey Mansion. And from my understanding, it was the governor lived there. And, oh, my gosh, it was huge. It was beautiful. It was yellow, which my wife loved. And inside was decorated marvelous. The people there were so nice. And we just love, again, to stay at the local bed and breakfast. We like to eat at the local mom-and-pop, locally-owned restaurants to support the community when we're ever there. And the breakfast is there. We post pictures of the breakfast. Absolutely wonderful. So that's what we did then. And I want to tell you, we ate at, I think it was called the Georgia Room or the Georgia Restaurant or the Georgia Inn or something like that a couple of nights. And it's a funny story. Here we are up from Georgia natives, Jen and I. And it's owned by a group of gentlemen that came down to Georgia to, I don't know, they were doing some fly fishing, kayaking, whitewater rapids, camping, something, and fell in love with the food and went back and said, oh, we're going to have this food up there in the north. And so it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Someone has to teach them that southern green beans aren't crunchy. So that was my, not necessarily a complaint, but I had to tell them that, you know, your ribs were great. Jen got ribs one night. You know, your chicken's good. The mac and cheese, whatever we got, you know, the two nights we were there. But I had to tell them the Georgia House. That's what it was, the Georgia House. And we had to tell them that, you know, the southern green beans aren't crunchy. They're anything but crunchy. You got to put a little fat in there. You got to put a little bacon in there. And then you got to cook the heck out of them until they're so mushy they have no nutritional value at all. And then you've got some southern green beans. So no, they're not crunchy green beans. But it was a great place. We had a good time, and it was recommended by so many people, so we had to try it out. But Cooptastic, let me tell you, Pat, it was awesome. If you have an opportunity to go back and listen to the archive show, all of our shows are archived since day one over 2 years ago. You can go back and find the show that's right for you or the information that we have had the experts on in their field talk about, whatever topic. And but Cooptastic was awesome. It was in the Dover building there, I believe at the fairgrounds in Harrington. And it was wonderful. They had they had two separate educational programs going on at once in either corner of the building, and they were all packed. I didn't know if they would have 3 people there, 2 people there, or 100 people there, in specifically learning about the topics and the scheduled classes they had, and the educational segments, but they were packed. No matter what they were talking about. And so that was good to see, that people were really getting a good education. And then we had several vendors there, like our good friend Peter Brown, the chicken doctor with First State Vet Supply, and many others with all kinds of products for chicken owners. We also had a young lady from our chat room. I think it was Funny Farm. She was selling all kinds of neat chicken items, like chicken signs, chicken stickers for your yard or your coop or your car. And so very neat. Got to meet her and met lots of people in the chat room, which was absolutely wonderful. I gave a lot of hugs on Saturday to people that we talked to. Dragon Fryer was there. Funny Farmer was there. Denny from Facebook, longtime fan listener, was there. Of course, Dr. McCray. I'm probably forgetting lots of people. Oh, Chicka Chicka was there in the chat room, and her son, who was actually on the championship winning team of the Avian Bowl. Yeah, it was awesome. So the Avian Bowl was so awesome. It was great. We'll talk about that in a minute. So they had coops on display there. They had more PhDs than I could shake a stick at that were there. And we interviewed several of them on the radio show. They had a person who had devoted 10 years of his life, I think, regarding eggs and egg quality. It was amazing. Dr. Zimmerman, I think his name was. So it was pretty amazing. So yes, Rhode Island Ruby, if you would have been there, you would have gotten a hug from CW as well, but you weren't, so you didn't. Sucks for you.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Hugs really help your immune system too, you know, CW. You ought to be feeling pretty healthy here today after all those hugs.
I do feel good. Lots of hugs are good, and yeah, hugs are good for the immune system as long as the person you're hugging doesn't hack all over you and have the flu. So you are exactly right. So no, had met so many people, and we had so much fun. And but one of the coolest things was, and we've talked about it on the radio show a lot. Dr. McCray comes on, talks about it a lot. Many of our questions come from those. But it was the Avian Bowl, and no, the Avian Bowl wasn't anything that we actually had for dinner one night. Yes, I'll start off with the, and then for my entree, I'll have the Avian Bowl grilled, not fried. No, Avian Bowl was really cool. They set up a table, they had little buzzers, just like they were playing Jeopardy, and then again, it's just like Jeopardy, but for chickens and poultry. So very cool. And some of the questions, let me tell you, Pat, me and Jen were sitting there. We were sitting there, and Jen, do you know that one? No, do you know that one? No, do you know that one, Jen? No, I don't know that one. Do you know that one? Do you know that one, Jen? I don't know that one. What do you think it is? Guess, A, B, C, or D? When in doubt, guess C. No, it's A. So it was very eye-opening, but these kids – they study so hard and they study so long, and it really, really shows. I'm not sure how many teams they had there. I guess they had to have had at least four, because we one, two, they sat on either opposite sides of it. Maybe they had six teams, eight teams. I don't know. But they all had their, you know, unique T-shirts, and they're fun. Some of them were called the Eggheads, and some of them were called the KFC, and some of them, they had really, really clever names. And but it was pretty awesome, and the Avian Bowl was really an eye opener. What's an Avian Bowl? Sarah's asking. Well, these are, from my understanding, yeah, it's like a quiz show. These are 4-H kids, FFA kids, and 4-H, and they study and they study and they study all this factual information about poultry, breeds of ducks, breeds of chickens, parts of egg, parts of the chicken, the insides of a chicken, you name it, they know it. And so, for example, Dr. McCray would stand at the head of the table with all of her flashcards, if you will, kind of like Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. They all have a buzzer, and she asks the question. The first one to buzz in has to answer that question correctly, hopefully. If they don't answer it correctly, then the other team gets a chance to answer it. Questions are worth 5 points. If you buzz in and answer it wrong, you lose 5. So it's really neat. So they, it's a continual scorekeeping process. Along the way, I'm not sure how they deemed when it was necessary, but along the way, there were also bonus questions. All of a sudden, I'd hear someone say, bonus question, and I don't know if you had to answer so many right or when that occurred within the process, but you could do bonus questions, the whole nine yards, and again, some of these questions were very, very difficult. And again, these are FFA 4-H kids, and they would just bam, 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 just these answers left and right, left and right. And Chicka Chicka in the chat room right there, her son was on the Grand Champion Avian Bowl team. I mean, the Super Bowl champion of Avian Bowl there at Cooptastic. Congratulations to that young man. And all the winners got a 3-pound chocolate chicken. It's about three, and of course they had white chocolate, they had milk chocolate, they had a couple that were dark chocolate, and one of those almost disappeared into my luggage, I can tell you right now. yes, the dark chocolate ones, I was like, if I could get away with that, stuffing that in my luggage, then that would be no more seen again. And I would probably be getting off the train with lots of dark chocolate around my lips. But no, I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. Let me tell you, those kids did. And 3 pounds of chocolate. Yeah, that's right, Chicka Chicka. Her son was wearing his Chicken Whisperer T-shirt for good luck during the entire Avian Bowl, the whole 9 yards. There it was, big white T-shirt, our big logo on the front, Chicken Whisperer. And in fact, this is top secret, in fact, there was rumor on the floor there at the Avian Bowl, it was spreading like wildfire, that they're going to change their 4-H Avian Bowl team name to the Chicken Whisperers. Now, I don't know that to be true. I don't know that to be true yet. But there was rumor floating around that the grand champion team wanted to change their team name to the Chicken Whisperers. And I knew that because they came up to me hitting me up for some T-shirts. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go over here and dig into our goodie pile and see if I can't find. I know we don't have any children's sizes, but I think we've got some smalls over there. I think we're going to try to send them all. So when they go and they travel around to these Avian Bowl locations, that the entire team is going to be wearing white T-shirts with the big Chicken Whisperer logo. It says Power to the Poultry on it. And they'll all look alike there. And hey, it must be good luck because they won grand champion there. So congratulations actually to all the teams because they were all fabulous. We actually interviewed a lot of the 4-H kids there. Got to spend some time with them. They'd come up and we got our picture taken with a lot of them. And so it was great. We had so much fun and love interviewing the kids. They're so fun, they're knowledgeable, and it's just great. We 4-H FFA, we love to support them as much as we can. So if you missed out, you can always listen to the archive of a Saturday show, either iTunes, podcast.com, zoom.com, blogtalkradio.com, and we interviewed a certified avian vet, we interviewed a PhD egg specialist all about grading and judging eggs. Amazing, amazing interviews that we had on Saturday. So Walter said his wife stole his Chicken Whisperer T-shirt. So very cool. Yeah, I know, Walter. Those cut-off CW T-shirts are so popular with the ladies. I don't get it. So don't get it, but they are popular with them. So all righty, let's get to it's about 12:30. Let's switch around a little bit here today because I know I want to get our special guest on today. So very special guest, so she can tell us all about her home-based business and why she started it and what her products are, why she decided to do a home-based business in the backyard poultry field, and then what we'll do is when she's wrapped up telling us all about everything there is to say about her and her home-based business, then we'll go back and we'll do chickens in the news segment so we don't keep her on the line holding too long. And then looking at the chat room. And so we'll do that. We'll just go to commercial break now. When we come back, we'll welcome our special guest for today. After we're done with that interview, then we'll do some chickens in the news, and we'll have chicken trivia, and then we'll wrap up today's show. So I want to say a big shout-out to everybody in the chat room. If you're a first-time listener, thank you very, very much. And again, Monday through Friday, we try to have special guests on, experts in their field to share their knowledge. Friday is a relaxing day where we give away tons of prizes. So we hope you enjoy what you hear. Hope you make lots of friends in the chat room. And we'll be back with our special guest right after this short break from our sponsors.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let me go over here to the switchboard, and I'm going to bring on now, a little late, but better late than never, our special guest for today. She is an entrepreneur, a woman-owned business, stay-at-home mom, Kathy Mormino, and I'm probably destroying that name, but we're going to have her kind of tell us how to pronounce that. But she's got a Facebook presence at called Egg Carton Labels by a Dozen Girls, and she also has a website, too, she's going to tell us about, but we're going to kind of pick her brain about her products and why she decided to get started, what she's hoping in the future as far as growth, about her products, why she wanted to start a small home-based business out of her home in the backyard poultry arena. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Andy. I'm so excited to be with you.
Thank you. And Pat, you're live as well, so please chime in when you have any chance and have any questions. So, so I had I knew that you existed out there on Facebook, had taken a look at some of your products and your Facebook page, and you had reached out to me and was telling me personally about your business and whatnot, and I thought it was an absolutely wonderful thing. So we wanted to, well, first, yesterday we had a very successful Facebook fan contest where we had posted on our Chicken Whisperer Facebook page that within the next hour, I think it ran from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we had a Facebook fan contest. In the next hour, everybody that goes over and likes Kathy's page will be entered into a drawing for a couple of sets of egg carton custom. Egg carton labels that she would make custom especially for the winner. And so we did that. That was very successful. And then we wanted to bring her on the radio show as well so she can tell all of our listeners across the country exactly what she does, why she does it, why she made that decision to do that. So, Kathy, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself personally, and then we can get into kind of how your small business kind of developed, what gave you the idea. And then we can get into some of the products that you offer.
Sure. It actually was a business that kind of found me more than I found it. I'm actually a wife and a mother to two small girls who are five.
So that's your most important job is a wife and mother to your young children, obviously.
It is. It's truly my calling in life and the best job that I've ever had, the hardest job I've ever had, but certainly the most rewarding one. In my former life, I was an attorney, and so the fact that I should be in the egg carton label business now is kind of curious. It was really inadvertent how we got here.
I can hear it now. If you don't like my labels, I sue you.
No, don't hold it against me that I'm a lawyer. I don't like any more than anyone else. as a general rule.
No problem.
One summer, I think it was actually back in 2008, I have a neighbor who has a small chicken coop, and they were going on vacation. They asked me to just collect their eggs and take care of the chickens in terms of water, and they were all set with food, so it was an easy gig, and I just looked forward to going over there. She only wanted me to go over once a day. I found myself going over several times a day because it was like a little treasure hunt, a little Easter egg hunt every single time I went over. I just loved collecting the eggs, and we very much enjoyed eating them. And after that, they were sort of prodding me to get into it, into chicken keeping, and I never considered it ever in my life, being a backyard chicken keeper prior to that, but I just thought it was fun. So I worked on my husband for a little while, and in the summer of 2009, we ordered our first chickens from mypetchicken.com, and we were going to get four or six, something low on the number side, and we ended up ordering 14, and we ended up with 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple months later, I joined backyardchickens.com and hung out in the forum there and started finding out everything I could about chickens, and it just really became quite an addictive hobby and quite an addictive forum at that. So, again, I never thought that I would take this hobby where I have, but I ended up buying an incubator from Brincy. Mm-hmm. In January of 2010, it was. Actually, I didn't buy it. I asked for it for a birthday present. That's how it came about. I asked for it for a birthday present because we ended up with a rooster in our sexed batch of chickens from My Pet Chicken, and so we had our own fertile eggs, and I thought that was really cool. So I hatched out a couple of those, and so now the numbers are growing in the backyard. And
they always do.
Don't they? Chicken math
they
is...
Do.
It's an amazing
whenever
thing.
We go to chicken clubs and we'll occasionally have some new folks that will show up and sometimes we'll take the time to introduce ourselves and whatnot. And I remember one specific time we had several new couples, and that was one of the things we asked everybody there was tell us how many chickens you started with and then how many chickens you have now. And I think we scared a few of the couples off when people were saying, oh, we started with 9 and now we have over 200.
Yeah, it just happens so gradually. It's Let's see. My husband's on vacation this week, and he is in the backyard building our second chicken coop as we speak. That's what you do on vacation when you're a chicken keeper, because you know what? It's just fun. And I've got, let's see, I've got 12 chickens in the little coop that we got from Horizon Structures originally. We have about 15 in the coop that's being built. My husband's just putting the finishing touches on it, so that's operational. And I have 14 silver spangled hamburgers in the incubators. I got a second incubator for my birthday the next year and hatched out some black copper marrons from Loudon Farms. And so we're somewhere past 30 chickens, or we will be in the next couple of weeks anyway.
Yes, but it sounds like it.
It is fun. It's an amazing hobby, and my children, they love the chickens, and they are so interested in the incubation and hatching process, and it's a great experience for all of us, to say nothing of, you know, the benefits of, you know, your own fresh eggs every single day, and sharing them with friends and family members, and our doctors always get a dozen when we go,
yeah.
You know, so it
yeah.
The sharing of them is a fun thing for me. I've never sold any, and kind of don't really intend to, because I just really do love giving them away. But there came a point in time early on in my chicken-keeping career when we started getting the eggs. Let's see, we bought our chickens in July. By December, we were getting eggs, and I figured we were going to be getting more, and we're not going to be able to eat them all, so I'd be giving them away. And I thought it would be fun to put egg carton labels on the cartons. And I searched on the Internet pretty much everywhere I could think of, and couldn't really find any that I liked well enough, or that sort of represented me or our chickens. I was looking for something fun and whimsical and colorful and large-ish, and didn't find any. So I got me some labels, and I started making my own. My husband helped me out with some of the technical aspects of it that I wasn't quite familiar with at that point, but I had a bunch of extra labels that, you know, I couldn't possibly use for the few eggs that I was getting. So I decided that BackyardChickens.com had a buy-sell auction format, and I put some up on there, and then got great response from BackyardChickens.com members, and they loved them, and I loved making them for people. So I've been selling them on BackyardChickens.com since February, really, of 2010, so just over a year now. And it's been successful, and I thought to myself, you know, the BYC community is about 5,000 members or more, but there's probably a much larger community that would be interested in this kind of product. So against my better judgment, I decided to launch and design my own website. And so that's what brings us here today. It was actually on National Poultry Day. March 19th is when I launched my site. And that was ironic and inadvertent. But that's when I launched my site. And it's eggcartonlabels.net is where you can find me on the Internet. And the name of my company is Egg Carton Labels by a Dozen Girls. And the a dozen girls part is my BackyardChickens.com username, and it came from the fact that we ended up having 12 chickens in the very beginning.
A dozen girls, perfect.
A dozen girls. Very good.
Now let's
girls
go back
with a Z.
Let's go back a little bit now. When all this kind of started, and your neighbor said, "Hey, you know, we're going out of town. Come over and take care of our chickens while we're away, and you just collect the eggs and whatnot." And you started eating those eggs. At that point, were you kind of buying your eggs at the grocery store already? And when you started eating your neighbor's eggs, was it like, wow, look at the difference in both when we cracked them open, the color of the yolk, the height of the yolk, and the white, and then the taste. Did you go through that process of noticing any of those differences?
Oh, absolutely. We had always purchased our eggs at the grocery store, and there's no comparison at all. I don't really know how old those eggs are in the grocery store, but I'm sure I don't want to know.
Well, they're at least 2 months old.
Yeah.
They have 1 month to get them after they're laid at the producer, and then 1 month to sell them in the grocery store. So,
that was more information than I needed right there.
But it's good for your customers or for people to know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no comparison to fresh eggs whatsoever. People that I give my eggs away to constantly comment on the texture, on the flavor, on the taste in baked goods is so much richer, the rise is better in banana bread and that kind of baked good. So there's no comparison, and I love them.
Cool. So, The nutrition is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a totally different food product than commercial eggs. So that's why they taste so much better as well. But you can't go back. Once you're through the door, if you've got any kind of a palate at all, you can't go back to commercial eggs.
No, you really can't.
And that's
the problem for my friends and family, because, you know, they may only get a dozen when I see them, but in between they have to suffer the low-grade stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, until you can talk them into getting their own backyard flocks and then spreading the chicken love with everybody else.
Speaking of talking them into it and spreading, I have been trying to talk my relatives into it. And my brother lives in a town where he could have chickens. But last year, I think he's getting closer. He's starting to really consider it, because last year he came with his pickup truck to back up to my compost pile and take out some of the black gold to spread on his garden. And now I've got people who want the chicken droppings because they've heard how well his first vegetable garden did last year.
Bye.
So there's nothing quite like chicken black gold to improve your crops.
Exactly.
Right. That's right. Pets with benefits. They are truly, truly pets with benefits.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Pat. Now, when you first started, and when Rob over there at BackyardChickens.com started that buy-sell forum over there that he's added, which is, wow, it's really wonderful, then and you started putting your products up there, and you all of a sudden get that little email pop up, you know, you've sold labels, and then it's like, wow, this is, you know, I got my first order. Oh, I got four orders. Yes, exactly. How cool is that? And, and then that obviously had to be a very good pick-me-up to you know, keep you motivated and keep you going. Wow, people would really like these, which always makes you feel good. People really want these, and this is great because now it's extra income for my family. I'm doing what I love to do. I have the most important job in the world is being a good wife and good mom to my kids, and I want to stay at home, and this is what I want. But now I can supplement some income mm-hmm. with something that I love to do. I have this passion. So all that's got to be and had to have been so exciting for you.
It is. It was, like I said, sort of something that found me. It just sort of happened. And I guess the best things in life just sort of evolve versus, you know,
correct.
Going out and seeking them. It just sort of, it grew out of something that I was loving to do. I was thoroughly enjoying my chicken keeping hobby mm-hmm. and enjoying making my own labels. And I was getting lots of nice feedback from the people that I gifted my eggs to. And then from the Backyard Chicken members, they were just raving about their labels, and I got lots of repeat business. And so I figured, you know what, it's time to go on the World Wide Web with this, which is truly intimidating because I really am not computer savvy at all. But I had a pretty steep learning curve and some techno geek friends who supported me through it and talked me down off the ledge a couple of times around midnight when I was on, you know, with some difficult programming problems. But I've learned a lot, and we're live now. We're out there, so it's a good place to be. And I try to keep my labels affordable. I'm really not making much. Truth be told, I'm not making much money off of them because I keep my prices so low. Because I know people, you know, they probably pay around, you know, 25 cents if they're buying from eggcartons.com or someplace like that. They're probably trying to keep their costs low and paying 25 cents a carton. And they don't want to add that much more expense to, you know, to their egg distribution process, whether they're giving them to friends or whether they're selling them at farmers markets. So I keep my prices low, that so that they're affordable to people, but that so that they'll want they'll want to buy them and put them on their egg cartons to sort of give their wares a boost.
And you know what? If you think about it, there's, you know, when you think about the importance of a label, and the importance of a label on an egg carton is, you know, think about the importance of, and me and Jen don't drink, but we have members of our family do, and members of our family make wine. But you know, we've seen the excitement. We know people that strictly pick the bottle of wine they're going to take to a party or drink themselves just by the label. That's all they do. Oh, this is a neat, cool-looking label. I'm going to get this. Or this is a funny label. I'm going to use that one or buy that one. And so labels, when you think about it, are very, very important. And it just adds that, whether you're giving the eggs away or selling them, it gives you that again, that custom feel, the creativeness. Tell us a little bit about some of the different products that you have, some of the different labels, the different shapes, the different sizes, and the thing that sets you apart, I think, from some of the others is truly custom. I mean, I could send you my my logo, and you could make me labels for my egg cartons using, say, my logo, or you know, pictures of people's kids, or you know, the picture of their coop, or a picture of their bird. Totally custom labels for their egg cartons. Am I correct?
You are correct. And again, I started doing that because I had an adorable picture of one of my daughters feeding Scratch to my Buff Orpington, and I wanted to put it on a label, and I figured out how to do it, and that is probably my most popular design concept, is people sending me their photos of their children or their chickens or their farm logo to put on a label. I can whatever you have an image of, I can put it on a label for you, and then we customize it you know, further by whatever wording you want it to say. People are rather fond of the hand-gathered, home-raised
mm-hmm.
concept. So we put that on labels probably a good 80% of the time. People like that slogan on their labels. But then we'll customize it with your family name, hand-gathered by the Garcia family, whatever you want it to say, whatever colors you want the wording to be in, whatever font you're interested in having, we can do. So right now we have three different size labels that we're working with. As we found, these are the most popular sizes that people are looking for. We have a square-ish label that's 3 inches by 3 3/4 inches. We have a round label that's 2.875 inches round. And we have, to fit the new eggcarton.com, 4x4 egg by 3 egg square egg cartons.
Popular one that has just become so popular, that 3x4 vintage egg carton that they have. You're exactly right, yeah.
I love it. We just got ours this week, and I just love those cartons. I think they fit in the refrigerator much nicer than the other sizes and the standard cartons. I just think they're charming, and so we are offering a label to fit that, too. It's a rectangle size label that's 3.5 inches by 3 3/4 inches, and they look gorgeous on the labels, if I do say so myself, on the cartons. They look fabulous.
So you've got the specific labels to fit that custom carton, plus all the other types of cartons, whether they be paper or foam or the clear plastic cartons, whatever type of carton that particular person likes, then you've got a label that can customize any of those.
We do. So we're happy to hear what ideas you have. Our website has suggested ideas. We have stock images, clip art, and that kind of thing, to show you examples of the kind of label we can design for you, to give you some food for thought is mostly what those are up there for. But every single label is actually custom designed to your specifications. And we also have labels for shipping hatching eggs. People like to put on the boxes instead of, you know, taking out the Sharpie marker and scribbling on there.
Right.
Please, Mr. Postman, don't shake these. We have some hatching eggs labels that say whatever you want it to say, but fragile live embryos is you know, one of the labels, and perishable, keep from heat, keep from extreme heat and cold, that kind of thing, just a signal to the carrier that it's not your average cargo. So those have been very popular too among egg shippers. So we could do whatever you want on a label. I've actually gotten some rather curious photographs from friends of people who have chickens and eggs, who buy them for their friends as the labels as gifts for their friends. And some of them I couldn't actually post on my website.
That's funny.
But we can do it. Whatever you need, we can design. We can do it. And if you really don't know what you're looking for, I've had people just tell me, I have a concept in mind. One woman had something about a fox and a hound chasing a chicken, just like a general nebulous kind of concept. And she was looking on the internet herself for some clip art that, and while she was busy looking herself, I was also looking, and I found what I thought might be right for her, and she just thought it was perfect. So, you know, sometimes people just have a concept, and if you could just describe a little bit about your concept to me, sometimes I can pull it together, and sometimes we can nail it for you. More often than not, I think we do. And my customers have been happy and wonderful, and they come back. So,
that's the important thing. Yeah, well, of course, they have the chickens. The chickens keep laying eggs. If they're happy, they get their cartons. They run out of cartons. They need labels for their cartons, so they're going to have to reorder labels, and they're going to go back to where their last labels came from because they love them and they like them. So what a great success story, and we appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your success story with us. So before we head to our commercial break, why don't you tell us one more time how our listeners can, number one, access your website as well as your Facebook page. So whether they want to get some labels for some friends or themselves or both, then they know how to do that.
And we have gift certificates.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Sure. They can find me on my webpage is eggcartonlabels.net. And it's one word, eggcartonlabels.net. And on Facebook, you can find me at Egg Carton Labels by a Dozen Girls. And a Dozen Girls is all one word with a Z. So
perfect.
I'll be looking for you. Let me know that you're a Chicken Whisperer follower, and
yeah,
I'll be sure to take extra special good care of you.
Very good. That sounds like a plan, and I know that you're going to be participating over the next few weeks on our Fun Friday giveaways. I know we had one yesterday evening that was very successful. We may try that again later in the week, so look very carefully for our Facebook fan contests. And then, of course, this Friday, when we're giving away tons of prizes from our sponsors, you'll have a chance to win some egg carton labels from Kathy as well this Friday. So, Kathy, thank you very much for joining us today. It was a wonderful interview. So glad to hear about, again, successful startup business and with doing something that you love, which also gives you the opportunity to stay at home with your children, which is always important. And it sounds really like you love what you're doing, and that's just fabulous. Such a blessing, and we thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Andy. I appreciate it. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Good job. And may you continue to have fun with those labels. They can be so entertaining. And I know what it's like but the income that comes from something you do yourself can be so much sweeter and richer than what you might get working for someone else. So those home businesses are certainly not for everyone, but for those of us that love them, they really work.
You're absolutely right, Pat, and it's just that proud feeling, like I told her about when, you know, she got the first sale, you know, and she advertised on our friends over there at BackyardChickens.com, and oh, God, you know, and then another sale, and then people are reordering, and they're happy with my present. It just makes you feel so good. So that is absolutely an awesome success story. We're so glad to share with you today, folks, and we're going to go to commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to give away a prize today. Of course, Monday, being brought to you by Crazy K Farm, crazykfarm.com, makers and inventors and founders of the Hen Saver. One lucky listener is going to win a Hen Saver hen apron today. And that'll be right after we return from this short commercial break.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try MannaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try MannaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us
feeling
today.
Feeling like a nut.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like a nut there, Whisper?
I am. It's Monday, so it's we've got a long way to Friday. But don't worry, folks. We seem to get through every week together as we always do, Monday through Friday. And if you haven't already, if you're a new listener, number one, thank you very much for tuning in. Whether you're listening via podcast or live, if you're first time chatter in the chat room, thank you very much. Hope you're making some new friends in there and can join us on a regular basis. And but we will get through. One little tip, you probably want to get a little spiral notebook to keep by your computer, because what we do here is we bring on the experts in their field on a regular basis, from the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, Aaron Mackley, the preparedness guru, talking about how to be prepared for anything that may come our way. We've got Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, the Chicken Doctor, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor with First State Vet Supply, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, small flock specialist, and professor. And let's see, who else am I forgetting, Pat? We often have the American Bantam Association on, the American Poultry Association on as well. And, oh, the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. How could I forget the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope? In fact, he's going to be coming on here the first Tuesday of April and sharing more awesome information about heritage breed chicken recipes and things like that and preparing the heritage backyard breed. So we've got that coming the first Tuesday of every month. Oh, and don't let me forget our brand new show, the third Tuesday of every month with Andrew Odom, his quest and sharing all his experiences with going and living a minimalist lifestyle from living in a tiny house. You can see his website, tinyrevolution.us, tinyrevolution.us. Him and his wife is expecting, and they've got him a little acre of land, and they're building a small house that's like 12 foot by 30 foot. And they're just, again, living the minimalist lifestyle, sustainable lifestyle. And he's going to be coming on once a month to share his experiences, the good and the bad and the ugly with that lifestyle. So how cool is that? And actively, me and Pat are working very hard to get a, because we've had some great guests in the past on the first and third Wednesdays of every month where we have the gardening show, So we're actively trying very hard to get some experts in their field to come on the first and third Wednesdays of every month where we designate those 2 days for gardening, farming, vegetable gardening, canning, and different things like that. So we're actively working hard to do that. So very good. All righty.
And the other thing,
go ahead.
Whisper, the other thing we've got coming up that's really exciting is the Gateway Greening organization from St. Louis and their 200 community gardens that they've put on abandoned lots through and little in different little communities across St. Louis. So that'll be coming up on the 11th of April. That'll be a great show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. So that'll be, the 11th of April. So mark that on that calendar. But get that spiral notebook, label it Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, because it'll get full before you know it with all the experts we have coming on sharing their experiences, and that's what we're all about. So, okay, it is now time for our Chicken Trivia Contest. And for all of our new listeners in the chat room and new listeners that are calling, I'll explain kind of how it works. It's very easy, very laid back. We have a lot of fun. We have a contest every single day at the end of the show. And then, of course, Friday, tons of prizes to give away. But basically, if I ask the question, Pat gets to pick the number, lucky number caller. And then we'll ask the question. We'll give you some time to call in. We'll go to the phone lines to that correct caller. If they have the correct answer, then they win. If they don't, then we go to the next caller. Say if you're caller number 6 and you don't know, we go to caller number 7, caller number 8, caller number 9, until we have a winner. And then that winner, very simply, just has to email us their winning information, which will include the prize that they won, their name, shipping address and phone number. Phone number because we have any shipping problems, or if our sponsor wants to get in touch with you about maybe what size, if it's an item you need the size or what style. Like today, we'll need to know if you want, you know, or just a phone number. So Toby over at Crazy Cape Farm can contact you whether you have a large fowl or a bantam breed based on the size of a hen saver that you might need, maybe what pattern that you want. So that's why we get that information. So you'll email us over chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. How easy is that to remember? chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. The prize you won, the telephone number, your name, and your shipping address. And so that's the kind of the way that we do that and we work here. So I'm going to head on over here to the switchboard. It looks like we've got a pretty clear switchboard here, and I'm going to go ahead and have Pat, you go ahead and pick the caller since I have the question here in my brain.
Okay, let's go with number 10. I like 10.
Good, perfect 10 for a good Monday afternoon. Perfect. So caller number 10, you're going to want to call. Here's the call-in number, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. And if you know the answer to the following question, if you feel like maybe being or trying to be caller number 10. Okay, here's the question. And I guess you had to have been tuning in today or maybe Saturday to know the answer to this question. So we'll see who was paying attention. The winners of the Avian Bowl at Cooptastic won this prize. The winners of the Avian Bowl at Cooptastic over the weekend won this particular prize. And that's what we're looking for. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number 10. The winners of the Avian Bowl at Cooptastic won this particular prize. Now, if you're calling in, you want to make sure that when you call in, if you want to participate and be eligible for the contest, press 1, because we do have a lot of people around the country that call in. They may not have good internet access, or they may not have high-speed internet access, so they don't stream. The show doesn't stream real well. So they'll call in on their phone and listen to the show, whether they're in a dentist office, maybe they're shopping, maybe they're at a grocery store, they're driving down the road. And that's something that you may not have known, that even if you're not at home near a computer, of course, if you have unlimited minutes or unlimited long distance, then it would be, pertinent to do that. But we have a lot of people call in, and they may not want to participate. And so that'll differentiate here. But we got all of our callers are numbered. So when you do call in, you want to participate in the contest, press 1, and you'll get in queue, and we'll know, and we'll be able to see who's caller number 10 today, according to Pat. And the question is, again, this weekend, Jen and I were up at Cooptastic. We had a wonderful time, and one of the most amazing things and fun things was watching the 4-H kids participate in the Avian Bowl contest. It was awesome. And the winners of the Avian Bowl contest won this particular prize. That's what we're looking for. Caller number 10. Do you remember what it was, Pat?
I don't. I'm so sorry. I didn't take notes on that.
That's quite all right. That's not a problem. So that just might make it a challenge. And there's I'll tell you, there's many questions.
I won't call in.
There's many, the prize. Laura's was wondering what the prize was today for the contest. Every Monday is brought to you by Crazy K Farm, Toby out in Texas. And today's prize is a Hen Saver Hen Apron, a Hen Saver Hen Apron for one of your chickens. And you may have that, your rooster may have its favorite hen out there in the flock, and she just gets totally plummeted, and she just gets torn up by the rooster's over aggressiveness, we'll say, over aggressive rooster, and so you can use a hen saver to protect from that. And many say that hen savers have saved their hens from unexpected hawk attack as well by acting like a little bulletproof vest. And so you can see all the prizes if you want to go to hensaver.com while you're waiting on hold or while you're in the chat room, hensaver.com, and see exactly what we're talking about. They have all kinds of colors. They got hot pink, and a portion of those sales go to breast cancer awareness. They've got camouflage. And then, Pat, you've got a set that actually has predator eyes sewn onto it.
I love it.
Try to deter predators. They look down and they see these big, big eyes looking right back at them.
Right, that's right. And the other thing, Whisper, is I've had two hens that molted out of season, and they were barebacked and pretty scruffy looking through the winter. And they wore a hen saver apron all winter, and they feathered out underneath, and they just came back as beautiful as ever. So they could also serve as a little jacket to get them through some cold times. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I heard that too. I also had somebody had mentioned the same thing. They had lost some feather, maybe. But yeah, exactly. So there's many different uses for this. Okay, let's get over here to the switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree. And now Christmas tree, it's going to be Christmas maybe for somebody, because we're going to go right over here to caller number 10. Calling from area code 214. 214, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. And if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please.
Andy, it's
yes.
Guy McPherson, East Dallas Dave's wife.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much
How
for calling
you?
In today. I'm doing well.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good. Thanks for listening and calling in. And you have a prettier voice than East Dallas Dave.
I have a prettier voice than East Dallas Dave. I'm happy to have that compliment.
Sorry, Dave. me and Jen met Dave when we were touring last year around the country there in Dallas.
You know what? I think you met me too and our little girl. So
okay, yep, exactly. I guess. That's right. I remember it, meeting him and his daughter, and I'm sure I met you too. Doesn't that sound bad? I'm sure I did. That was about over a year ago, so I'm like, wow.
It was over a year ago, and congratulations to you and Jen on the bun in the oven.
Yeah, chick in the bater.
Chick in the bater.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
What we tell folks. We're like, yes, Jen is currently incubating, and we've already had her candled, and it's going to be a cockerel, and the brooder is being prepared as we speak.
Oh, my God. You're cracking me up. You are cracking me up.
Oh,
well, and I'm also a former kindergarten teacher, so I love all the stories about
you can relate.
Class. I can totally relate. 30 years I did that job.
Okay, the question is, we were at Cooptastic over the weekend, and we saw the prizes. They were beautiful. There was pictures of them on our Facebook page, and the winners of the Avian Bowl contest won what prize?
I believe they won a 3-pound chocolate chicken.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
3-pound
chocolate chicken. I can't believe Pat didn't remember that.
No,
I can't believe I didn't remember that either.
Indiana girl. Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, they had
white
chocolate, they had milk chocolate, and they had, I think, one, maybe just two of the dark chocolate. I'm telling you. In fact, there was one sitting in a little pile, a backpack, and right before the event was pretty much over, it was a milk chocolate, and if it was a dark chocolate, then I would have been gone. But I did pick it up and started running for the door. But one of the 4-H young ladies, they can run faster than me, and she caught me. She grabbed that 3-pound chocolate chicken out of my arms and said, "No, no, no, CW, this one's mine." And
no,
I'm like,
no,
"You are correct. You earned that. You definitely earned that." So that is correct. You have won a hen saver, a hen apron from Crazy K Farm. Congratulations. You know the drill. And just send me over the prize you won, hen saver, name, shipping address, and phone number. We'll get that over to Toby at Crazy K Farm this afternoon. And thank you very much for listening. Maybe we can have you call in instead of Dave from now on. How about that, Pat?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, gosh, 3 pounds of chocolate.
Yes.
There was just a post in the chat room. You know, the dentists love those kinds of prizes. They keep them in business there.
Yeah,
that would last me about a year, you know, 3 pounds of chocolate.
Dragon Fryer and in the chat room, she saw them. She was there, and Denny saw them when she was there. Funny Farm saw them, and they were awesome. They were really, really awesome. But yeah, they looked the same. They were awesome. The white chocolate, dark chocolate, the milk chocolate were awesome, and they had what a great prize. So yeah, the dentist loves that. So. Yep. So and Dragon Fryer saw those as well. And I think she might have tried to steal one as well. I know I did several times, but wouldn't have been fair to the kids that work so hard. So I refrained.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Wouldn't have been fair. All righty, folks. Well, thank you very much for tuning in today. We did make it through another Monday show. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to welcome author Christine Heinrich. She's also a historian with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquity. She'll be here tomorrow, so you're not going to want to miss that show. Make sure you get that spiral notebook so you can take lots of notes when we have the experts in their field come on the radio show on a regular basis. I want to thank our wonderful special guest, Kathy, with the Egg Carton Labels. You can find her online. You can find her on Facebook. Great success story there, and we are so glad we were able to share that with you. I want to thank my co-host, Pat Foreman, author as well, from joining us today. We're so glad you could join us on Saturday. That was a pleasant surprise. I wasn't sure
you
were going to be able to call in. I'm so glad you did. That was awesome. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio and, of course, all of our sponsors and all the chickeneers in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining us there as well. And we'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat?
Okay. Okay, yes. Well, of course, appreciation to you, Andy Schneider, not only for bringing us all together, but also for leaving the chocolate for those avian wool winners. That was a really good thing you did. And, of course, thanks for bringing so much joy and poultry power into our lives. Appreciation to our chat room chickeneers and for all their interesting comments. And, of course, appreciation to all our listeners for clucking along. And blessings to all. We love you all so much. Have a great rest of the week. And tune in tomorrow, and we will see you then. Blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.